This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? Claude Mitchell and Ed Schaefer's pinching for Scott Hennin today. Number to call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson Sons. Started in 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, residential services, commercial services. They're, in fact, a Link service contractor to allow them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Find out more at hatandsons.com. It's all one word, hatandsons.com. Free estimates, financing available. And, yes, you can still voice call 701-223-3393 for H.A. Thompson & Sons, 701-223-3393. 7 after the hour, and here he is, Ed Schaefer.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be with you. And thanks for running the board and taking care of the commercials and doing all that stuff, Todd. We're glad to have you. And I'm disappointed to know that I'm jealous that you are several degrees warmer there in Bismarck than you are here in the
16
studio.
16 above, as a matter of fact.
In the new AM 1100 studios here in Fargo. So I'm sitting out here looking through clear glass, wonderful blue sky, but I know it's chilly out there. So anyway.
We like to have the clouds because it keeps the heat down here or we can feel it versus letting it up in the sky like you guys are doing, I guess.
Bismarck is my hometown, and I always know it's just a little warmer in Bismarck all the time. So, anyway, that's where you are. We've got a guest lined up for this section of the program. First, though, I want to get in. We did have a caller that we're going to take quickly who stayed in over the commercial break, so hung on with us for a while. Sylvester, are you still with us? Hello, Sylvester?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. Okay, well, we decided to take your call quickly here because you were good enough to hold on over the break.
I'm sorry, but I don't know if it can be quickly. And, you know, I am way out of my comfort zone, but I did want to talk about GPSA.
Okay.
And there's a thing of gossip, and then there's a thing of talking about things that's not gossip. Gossip is you're talking to somebody that can't do anything about it, and not gossip is talking to somebody that can do something about it. So this is not gossip. I think you can do something about it. Okay?
Fire away.
Are you with me?
I'm with you here for a couple more minutes.
Okay. Well, we're talking about GPSA. GPSA started in 1921. Is that correct? Or whenever? A long time
whenever.
Ago? Well, we had a large agricultural population, and they could do things, right?
I mean, it's an important element of the USDA, and it's effort and mission
don't
to provide.
Don't favor with me and give me that. Here.
Just
over
a minute, please.
Years, I'm trying to establish
just,
that over the
hang
years
on.
We've had
you don't have to. Okay, you don't have to establish. Here's where we are. Let's talk about today. Okay?
Yes.
What's going on today? So we don't have to worry about what happened in the past. Today, we've got GPSA.
Yes, please.
It's an important part.
We only have 4 minutes and you're burning my time.
All right. Well, then let's use your time to talk about what's happening today.
Okay, what has happened today, if you can understand it, the Packers
I get it.
Grain companies have taken over GPSA.
Mm-hmm.
And GPSA was established to protect farmers from being taken advantage of by the Packers and the grain people.
Right.
Today, the Packers and the grain people have taken over GPSA, and it may well be a good thing that it has a nail in its coffin. I trust Trump knows what the heck he's doing. And
yeah, well,
somebody
smarter
than I that is in position to do something needs to go back and study GPSA from its beginning and come to where we are today and see how we got here.
Well, and as I keep pointing out, Sylvester, I mean, where it started, what it did, you know, that's in the past. What we have to deal with is today. And today, if you look at GPSA, you know, the issue here is, you know, do you have control of pricing through the Packers versus the feeders, you know, yes. and the developers yes. for the
yes.
livestock.
Isn't
and
that
and
yes?
that's something that's been something that we've been fighting for years. When I was at USDA in 2008,
but you've not got the fight done.
We had the same problem and the same issue. And you have the concentration of the packers. You have the concentration of the way that they can maneuver the pricing of cattle in the feedlots by owning the feedlots or buying the futures or you know whatever however they do it. And I agree with you. I don't think that's going in exactly the right direction. I think it needs to be fixed.
Okay, so we do agree.
Yes, we do.
Okay, that's good to hear. I hate it when you feel this big bureaucratic machine just rolling over top of everybody, and it is squishing our country. It's killing our democratic system where we can vote. We don't feel that we have a voice, so we don't even go try to vote. We stay home and we just be frustrated, and it's killing our country. And it's that big bureaucracy that is just strangling this country. And you're in a place to, you know, try to get rid of that bureaucracy and look at the truth. And I think we need to go back into history and see where we came from to know where we're going.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Sylvester. But you know, here's the reality. You're frustrated. Great. I'm, you know, for 8 years, I've been frustrated because I was trying to deal with it. And, you know, the reality is, and we all claim it's the bureaucracy, and all, it isn't the bureaucracy. These are the laws that are put forth by the United States Congress. They make them vague. They make them difficult. And it's hard to deal with. It's not the bureaucracy. The laws need to be changed about how GIPSA works and how it doesn't work. And that's where it comes. So, we have to keep
what
the pressure on our members, our senators,
yes,
our
yes,
members of Congress.
Too much.
That's
Let
where
me get in here. This is my 4 minutes.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure how it became 4 minutes, but okay.
Anyway, we want to get it fixed. And what I'm telling you is, you're not going to get it fixed by claiming bureaucracy. You're going to get it fixed by legislative action. We need
like
to talk
word.
To our senators.
Erase that word if you want. You don't like the word bureaucracy. Whatever it is.
I don't. I'm just telling you where it's coming from.
The grain inspector, the grain people, and the packers have taken over GIPSA.
Yeah, guess why? Because the laws need to be changed. We need to talk to our senators.
Because they have so much power in Congress with lobbyists and whatnot that they can change the law to their advantage.
They didn't change the law. Senators,
Congress, they did so through lobbying.
And what needs to be changed is the law. And the law needs to be changed by you, by me, by everybody keeping pressure on our legislators to change the laws. It isn't the people, isn't the USDA,
yes,
the GIPSA folks.
You missed the word that I said, the lobbyists.
They have a lot of money
that they put forward to a lobbyist. If I go to Washington and I campaign on my own, I won't get heard. They have so much money and they have so much voice in our Congress that they can run it the way they want.
And livestock companies have lobbyists and the packers have lobbyists, and the feeders have lobbyists, and RCAF has lobbyists. Everybody has lobbyists. The point is, legislator, we need our legislators to change this. Call them, get them on the phone. They need to change it, and that's where we are. And I'm with you. I'm going to be talking to them too. And thanks for the call. We got to go, Sylvester. Sorry you're frustrated. We all are on this whole deal, but we got to move forward. We've got a guest with us right now. Rod Backman is with us. I called Rod the other day, yesterday actually, when I found out he was going to be on the show. Rod was the OMB director, Office of Management and Budget Director, for 8 years in the Schaefer administration. And I know he's very familiar with budgets and budget generation and how it works and things. And Rod, I really appreciate you coming on today to talk a little bit about the budget process. We had the governor earlier on a little bit, and he was talking about some of the major initiatives through the budget. But we wanted to visit with you a little bit about, hey, how does it look? How do you generate? How do you put all these numbers down so that the governor can give a budget address? Good morning, Rod. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here.
Good to have you. Over a long period of time here, we've had a chance to talk budgets and numbers and back and forth. Tell us a little bit about how you generate, when you were head of OMB, how did you generate that budget? How did you put the numbers together so that you came out with something that was directional for the state of North Dakota using that budget for policy direction.
Yeah, sure. So, as you know, it's a two-year budget, and the Constitution, thankfully, requires that it be a balanced budget, not like at the federal level. The process itself, one really big deal in the process is the revenue forecasting, because just like your home budget, you're building the budget, but you have to base it on what you think your revenue is going to be. So there's 3 to 4 revenue forecasts that happen as that budget is being built. And it actually starts about a year and a half before the beginning of the biennium. So you're doing revenue forecasting and you're building a budget that's a year and a half before the biennium starts and 3.5 years before it's over and you move on to the next budget.
Rob, we've got to take a hard break here. Can you hold on over the break?
Sure.
We'd love to consider hold that thought. We'll be right back. Hang in there with us. This is Ed Chaperson with Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ah, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, there comes a time in everyone's life when a few things need to change. Priorities, habits, allegiance to a certain sports team. Well, that time has come for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've updated the packaging of your favorite pizza by taking a fresh, new look and combined it with what you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Tons of toppings, tangy tomato sauce, Italian seasonings, all on a pizzeria crust. Try one today and you'll see why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mike Lindell at MyPillow makes more than just the best pillow ever. He makes mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows. I've got one of those. Mine fight over it. And travel pillows and sheets, too. Check it out at MyPillow.com. And, in fact, if you call 1-800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT, Mike will give you two standard My Pillows absolutely free. Plus, you'll save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT, 1-800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour, Scott Hennon off in Washington, D.C. Ed Schaefer's in on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd, for not playing that MyPillow jingle. I mean, I have a MyPillow, I sleep on MyPillow, but that jingle just drives me crazy.
I just love watching my pets with the MyPillow. They will not share it, and they love it. So if somebody gets off of there to get a drink or go potty or something, all of a sudden somebody else claims it. Somebody's always on it, and they love it.
Well, yes, except for the jingle.
You know, you can trust when a dog loves something, that's probably okay, you know.
That's probably okay. We are talking to Rod Backman. Rod was the director of Office of Management and Budget for 8 years in the Schaefer administration. Rod, thanks for hanging on over the break here. And you were talking when we had to go about how it starts like a year and a half ahead of time when you start putting those numbers on a piece of paper.
Sure. So in the sense of a timeline, as you know, as governor, you listen to the people and what the needs are and what the agencies need to deliver services to the people, and that's an ongoing process. But through that, the governor lays out guidelines in about March of the year before the biennium starts, and those are bringing into account the governor's strategies, and you might remember asking for 5% reductions and 10% reductions, and part of that is to establish the priorities and find efficiencies in government. So that happens in about March, and then the agencies have several months to develop their request. That happens through March to July and August. And then from July to November, the governor's office and OMB analysts look at those requests and dig deep into the agency's budgets and what their needs are and try to look for efficiencies. And then, as happened yesterday in December, the governor releases his proposed budget. After that, the legislature works for 4 months to come to a final budget, and that's kind of how the timeline works.
So you've been heavily involved in the process. So once the governor now has given his budget address, he was up in front of all the legislators and saying, this is where I'd like the state to go and where we're going to go. Now the legislative branch takes over, and they start going through the budget. What's your view of how all that, what's the interaction during that period of time between the governor's budget and the final legislative budget?
Well, the legislators hold hearings, so the people can come in and testify, and the agencies can talk about what their needs are, and the legislative process is a good process, because you get a lot of people asking questions about, is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? Will this help? Will it hurt? And, then they make amendments to it. And if there are amendments that they can pass through both houses and the governor agrees with and signs, then that becomes the budget for that particular agency. And as you know, it's not one massive budget. The budgets are by agency.
So as you're going through those hearings, and like you said, I mean, the legislative process works well. The representatives of the people are there, trying to manage what, as you earlier said, just like our household budgets. I mean, you've got the income and you've got expenditures and you've got to match them, balance them. you go through several months of this process of the budget and hearings and initiatives and things. How do you bring the governor's budget and the legislative budget together in the end?
Well, there's a certain amount of negotiation if the governor likes something and the legislature doesn't. The fact that it has to be balanced, that puts a certain amount of stress in there for each side to get what they're hoping for. And, in the very end days of the session, there's a lot of setting down and give and take. And, in the end, it's really a pretty good process to serve the people of the state.
Mm-hmm. So the process, I remember the staff, and I think you were involved in this, you know, in our first legislative session, we kind of started out, obviously, like Governor Burgum has, is you're dealing with the previous governor's budget to some extent. But then you get into the second session in your term, where you have more direction and control over that budget from a governor's standpoint. But you know, I remember the staff. One of the ways that a governor has to deal with bringing this budget together is the veto. And you guys all gave me this great big veto stamp because we had vetoed so many bills. Matter of fact, I pulled my T-shirt out the other day just to look at it yesterday, actually, and I have a T-shirt that the legislators were wearing that said, "I've been vetoed by Ed," you know, because we vetoed so many. So, you know, how's that interaction? I mean, how, you know, the governor obviously has strong feelings about where the state needs to go and where investment needs to be made. Legislators have a microcosm of their district and what they think should benefit their district, et cetera. Is it the power of the veto that brings it through? Is it the bully pulpit that the governor's out there talking about? Is it legislative strength and constitutional authority and responsibility? You know, that how do you bring it together in the end?
Well, the other thing that helps bring it together is that the legislature's on a timeline. So, as you remember, sometimes we were right up against the last day of the legislative session, and so that's some pressure that helps bring it together. But I think all those things you mentioned, certainly the veto is a big part of it, because I think most of your vetoes were upheld when they went back to the legislature.
Well, they were in the first in the first session for sure. Later in our second terms, sometimes we got overridden. And interestingly enough, just for clarity, one specific time I was overridden in our veto message, we said, this is when it's going to happen. 10 years later, the legislature came to the census and said, yep, what he said was right. It did happen. And they reversed themselves. So,
one legislator told me one time that, you know, if you have a really good idea, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 sessions to get it through.
Yeah, exactly. And that's and that ends up being it's a good process. And that we like. But what I think we need to remember, and what I want to ask you next, is really we're all politicians, elected officials, are representatives of the people. And it's the people's desires, not legislator A or whatever. You know, it's really the people that have the responsibility here, and we've got to go, Rod, and sorry that our time is up. But next time around, I want to talk about how, in that budget process, you incorporate the people's desires, not politician B or elected official A.
To the program that asks a very
thank you, Rod.
Question.
Appreciate you being on with us.
Day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number 1 and number 2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a huge state funeral yesterday, a second smaller family-styled funeral will begin soon in Houston for former President George H.W. Bush, his former Secretary of State James Baker, and Bush's grandson George P. Bush, who's also Texas Land Commissioner, will be delivering the eulogies at this one. And the Oak Ridge Boys and country singer Reba McEntire are scheduled to perform. after 2 days of huge losses on Wall Street because of investor concerns about trade between the U.S. and China. The Dow is down over 500 points at last check. Analyst Josh Brown says,
it is startling to get this level of volatility in such a compressed period of time.
The Nasdaq's been down over 125 points since the opening bell, and this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Come into Schweitzer's and get homemade country-style ring sausage, original garlic, jalapeno cheddar, and their homemade summer sausage. Tell them you heard this ad from Schweitzer's on What's in Your Mind and get 10% off when you stop in. Schweitzer's proud to sell North Dakota raised beef. They have access to corn-fed, grass-fed, and all-natural raised beef processed at their own butcher shop, sold through the outlet store in Bismarck. At 625 South Washington Street, stop by and check out the homemade assorted country-style sausages, burger, all cuts of beef, pork, and more. Schweitzer's, 625 South Washington. And tell me, heard on What's on Your Mind. 27 before the hour, it is What's on Your Mind. It's got in and off for a few days in Washington. Timed that out pretty well, as it turns out. But never fear, Ed Schaefer is here.
Oh, I like to hear that. Thank you, Todd. We're glad to be back. And we have an exciting segment here because we have the former First Lady of North Dakota, Nancy Schaefer, with us. Nancy's calling in, and we wanted to talk a little bit about our family's relationship, Nancy's relationship with George Herbert Walker Bush, President George Herbert Walker Bush, who obviously, you know, we've watched over the public funeral and the public burial of this great man, and we want to chat with her a little bit. But first, we've had Dana holding on here over the break area, so we can just spend a couple of minutes with Dana because he held on. So good morning, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call in. Morning, Todd.
You bet.
Yeah, I listened to what Sol Oster said. I guess I was going to ask the government to do something for us right now. You know, you could tell this guy knew what he was talking about. He wanted to explain it more, but that's not what we did. But you said it's lawmakers that have to change this. Well, right now, you know, you're part of that, working with them. And there's others that are listening, too. Why don't they recognize this guy and find out what he's got to say and see if maybe he's got something thought up that would change it? Mm-hmm. So instead of just playing this stalemate game all through our lives, we work together and make things better.
Working together would be a good thing, Dana. And, you know, this issue has been a long going issue. And there, you know, there's always the competition of the producers out there, the livestock producers and the packers and the controlling over the cost on either side and who's doing it and whatever. It's hard to sort out, but my point is, it isn't, you can't blame it on the lobbyists. You can't blame it on conspiracy theories. I mean, you got to blame it on legislators who write the laws, and they duck away from them. They, you know, when we confront them with this stuff, when Sylvester, you know, gets a chance to put his stuff on the table and say, this is what's going on, the legislators don't do it. They don't respond. They don't change the laws. That's the problem.
That is the complete problem. And so what is the point of having them there if when they campaign, they promise to do all these changes and care about us, and you just said that once they get there, it's like we don't exist.
I agree.
It's a go nowhere, go backwards system that doesn't take care of its people, but takes care of them.
Yeah, and that's if they're not taking care of us, we should turn them out and come election time.
Well, that, you know, then it just keeps cycling through years and years of life, and why don't they listen to the people and maybe change it? Try something different.
Wouldn't that be good? I'm all with you, Dana. Try something new. Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Now we're joined with former First Lady Nancy Schaefer. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How's my favorite host? Guest host.
Well, I don't know if you're talking about me, but perchance talking about me, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Nice to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you. I think you just called in to tell you forgot your keys.
Or something like that.
We won't get into what I forget usually when I'm walking out the door, right? but that happens regularly. Matter of fact, one time I was off the Bismarck for 4 or 5 days, and I was out toward Valley City, and Nancy called and said, you forgot your bag with all your clothes in it and your toothbrush and everything else is sitting here by the door. And so she, you know, agreed, the lovely person she is, to jump in the car and take it. And we met over by Empton, North Dakota, and she transferred the bag, nice. And I went off. So it's not unusual for me to be running out forgetting something.
It happens. What were we talking about?
Yes. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So,
we were going to talk about the Bushes.
Yes. So we want you to talk about you had a special relationship with George Bush 41, President 41. You've been, you know, walking through this time of grievement when we've lost this great man. You and I have been kind of reminiscing of our time with the Bushes and the Bush family. So I thought the readers, the listeners today might be interested in some of your observations. How did you meet the president, and when you did meet him the first time, what were your impressions?
The first time I met the first lady was when we were campaigning. We weren't even married yet, because we weren't married until after you took office. But she was in Bismarck to campaign for you, and I was able to present her with a Schaefer sweatshirt, which I'm sure she wore regularly.
No doubt.
But the first time I met the president was when he was in Fargo, and met him in the Air Museum when he was here campaigning for Ben Clayburgh. So first impressions were, of course, very warm. But I came to realize over the course of time, because we did have many different interactions in various settings with the president and first lady, as well as Bush 43 and president and first lady, was to see that they are a very loving family. And I could understand, after hearing more these last days of people remembering and reminiscing about the Bush family, is how warm and loving they were. And everybody felt a part of their lives, because they were just those kinds of genuine people. The president was exceptional that way.
I don't think I got jealous, but he kind of took a special shine to you. off and on.
Well, I think he did to everyone. But, you know, he was one of those people, again, I realized that I think he gave a lot of people nicknames. He was one of the few people that has ever tried to call me Nan, and I allowed him to call me Nan. That was his pet name for me. So I recall when a few years back when we were still in office, that they invited us to Kenny Bunkport along with a few other governors and first ladies. We had an intimate dinner there. And I'm sure you remember that night as vividly as I do, when we sat there in the kitchen and were talking about the campaign that had just taken place, because it was shortly after the president had lost the election for his second term to Bill Clinton. And so we talked a lot about it that night. And after we'd had some interesting conversation around a casual, intimate dinner in kind of their kitchen dining area, they said, let's move into the living room, because we were going to gather and sing and do some things together. And when we went in, the president patted the seat beside him and said, here, sit here, Nan. And that was when he started calling me Nan, and I was Nan from then on to him.
And you had a special seat at the footstool of his favorite chair.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way he was, you know, always the kiss on the cheek and the warm smile and the caring. And of course, Mrs. Bush, the first lady, was also very warm and gracious and never forgot our name. Even years after we were out of office, it was pretty remarkable that she would remember the Schaefers.
Yeah, that was. I mean, how did we get blessed with being in that position? But
I don't know.
Yeah, interestingly, you mentioned the dinner that we had at Kennebunkport with the family right after the loss of the president's second term. It was fun. I mean, Uncle Buck was there playing his guitar, and we were singing and going around. But we had an interesting conversation at the dinner table between, we were more observers of the conversation between First Lady Barbara Bush and President George Bush, and their differences of view about what went on in that campaign. And I think it's kind of relevant to what's going on today. So can you refresh us on that?
Yeah, you saw that played out a little bit in all the remembrances during the funeral, too, for the president, that Barbara was still pretty angry, I think, about how things turned out and some of the things that were done. Campaigns are never fun. We know that from personal experience. They can get pretty nasty. And so they were recipients of that. And of course, having lost, it was a bitter ending to their 4 years in the White House. And so she was still having some residual pain over that. It was a fresh wound. The president seemed to have moved on already and accepted what had happened and didn't seem to have any anger, bitterness about it. He was ready to just move on and had a different approach that night as we talked about it. It was very curious to see the two and their differences in their emotions and remarks that night.
And I think if I recall, if you could encapsulate it, it was George Bush saying, that was politics, this campaign, it's over. And Barbara Bush is on, how are you ever going to talk to that guy again?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of that night. Yeah.
It was polar opposite positions that they took. And interestingly enough, that kind of played through to the funerals, and where President Trump was not invited to Barbara Bush's funeral purposefully. But George Bush wanted to make sure that he was invited to his own funeral because he respected the office of the presidency. But
exactly.
It seems to me he was trying to bring people together. He was trying to say, look, that's politics. This is the president's office. Let's get over the past. Let's bring people together for the good of this country. Did you have that sense, too, that kind of based back on this conversation we had so long ago?
He was a bridge builder. That was very apparent. And even at his funeral, it was said that bitterness erodes the container from within. Well, that's how he lived his life. He was not about to have that erosion taking place in his soul and his mind. He was always reaching out and putting others ahead of himself and putting any grievances or hurts behind him.
Yeah, that's it seemed like it, didn't it? So it was, anyway, we've been going through that. What about you were going to go skydiving with the president?
Well, he always joked about that because he had done a dive, and I don't remember how old he was when he did. Well, he probably had done many, but when it was becoming very public that he was doing this every several years, we had then been together. And I had just done a skydive with the Army Golden Knights, and so we talked about that. And he said, you got to come dive with me someday. You have to do a jump with me. We'll do it together. Well, of course, that never took place, probably. I don't know. It would have been very interesting to experience that with him, but he did autograph a photo for me that says, come dive with me. And so it's a fun memory that we had that little bantering back and forth whenever we would have a conversation.
Awesome. On that note, we have to take a hard break here. Thank you for joining us, Nancy Schaefer.
Hi, I'm a Annalise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Ask them about Hot Spring Spas. Vince Webker's here. Vince, why is Hot Spring better?
Well, because we build our hot tubs to use, and we talk about the absolute best ownership experience, but it's really about being able to use the hot tub more often and all the time. Better water, better massage, better energy. And those are really the big three things that determine whether you use this product a lot, which we want you to, or very little. Because I've heard it, yeah, you buy a hot tub and in 30 days you won't use it. Well, you bought the wrong hot tub.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we've noticed too with our hot spring. We love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to be there, and it really is part of the wellness plan. So you just feel better above the water and below the water, don't you?
And also, don't forget, beyond the water, relationally, it's hot water's magical, and that's the point. We want you to use it every day, and that's why we say every day made better.
Now, give me a range on, you know, size, price. What kind of options do you have?
Well, they start at $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. But let's look at this from a daily use and wellness and getting better perspective. We have a great financing plan going on right now with 60 months no interest financing. And through Christmas, you can take 5 months until your first payment. So no excuses not to be better physically, mentally, and relationally in hot water.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Grand Forks, too. Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday Wheels, special Thursday edition, Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. It's your chance to hear about it and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels in the Northern Plains. Two great stores, by the way, Bismarck and Valley City. This week's featured vehicles at the Valley City store, a hot deal and a great pickup that won't last long. I've got one of these. 2011, mine's a 2016, but the 2011 GMC Sierra half-ton crew cab SLE package. That means it's got box rails, backup camera, many other features, sharp-looking white diamond color looks fantastic with those chrome wheels. 101,000 miles, just barely breaking in. The engine's in great shape. Remote starter, you need that at this time of the year. It's on the lot right now for $20,495. But tell them you heard me talk about it today, or tell them you heard Scott talk about it. They may look at you and go, well, Scott was in D.C., but he may have been talking about it. $19,471. Hop online right now, PuckerlichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see for yourself in Valley City. Big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. You save a ton, and most of the time they know who owned it, who bought it new, and they know the story. Puckerlich Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or, of course, online, Puckerlich.com or PuckerlichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 9 before the hour, Ned Schaefer's in for Scott Hennon today on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, we are, and we're glad to be here today. Thank you, Todd, for running the boards and taking care of us here. And you're in Bismarck, I'm in Fargo, and that says we got this statewide audience, and we're glad for the listeners who are coming in today and hearing what we have to say, but also weighing in on their comments, et cetera. We have a guest, Todd, with us right now, Jared Mason. Jared is on the phone, but Jared is with the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. And Jared, good to have you here.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jared, this is fun. You know, we go way back, and so it was fun. When I picked up the timetable for the show today and saw you were going to be on, I got excited because it gives me a chance to talk and catch up with an old friend. How are you?
Yeah, great. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's well, it's fun. Jared was in the Medora musical some years ago, and of course, my family has been engaged with the Medora and Medora musical for well over 50 years, and we have seen a lot of people come out of the Medora musical and go on to great musical careers. Jared, you're here now with the Magical Medora Christmas Tour, and we want to hear about that a little bit from you, but you know, you went from the Medora musical to develop this, and you were a kid then. You're still a kid now, of course, but you were, you were a kid then. And you went on to a great musical career, including, you know, being star on Broadway with Broadway shows and being, you know, critical acclaimed for the performances that you gave. What brings you back to North Dakota to do the Medora Magical or the Magical Medora Christmas Tour?
Well, you know, the Medora musical is an incredible training ground to do everything I need to do. You know, just doing 3 months worth of shows with never a night off, you really learn how to bring it every single day. And it's rain or shine, or no matter how you feel. So I really attribute a lot of my success to that great training ground and working with such a vast array of talent, you know. And back then, I was working with specialty acts that taught me some different skills, like standing backflips and juggling and unicycling, things like that, that came in handy down the road. And you know, I was born in Bismarck, North Dakota, so I've spent a ton of time in North Dakota. Grew up primarily in Minneapolis, but we would always spend every single Christmas in New Salem, North Dakota. And I'd spend a lot of time with my grandparents on the farm. And, so I feel like I'm a North Dakota boy in a lot of ways. And it just feels a lot like home. And, you know, I've lived in many different places, Los Angeles, New York City, and a lot of places in between. But there's just something about that North Dakota landscape and the North Dakota people that keep coming me back, that keep me coming back for more. And, you know, really the main reason I'm back is because of the people. The people I'm working with on this Magical Medora Christmas Tour, every single one of them are just incredible. They're not only are they incredibly talented, but they all have incredible gifts of just love and grace and kindness and warmth. And they're all extremely hard workers, and it's just a really great bunch of people to be around. We got Bill Sorensen. Everything trickles down from him. You know, he's the brainchild of this whole thing. He started it all. And he has a great knack for getting really incredible people together. And that's exactly what he did for this. Got Emily Walter and Joe Christensen and Chad Willow on stage with me every night. And they're all just amazing performers. And they all have an incredible history with Medora and the Medora musical. So I just feel blessed every year to be able to come out and do this. And right now I'm looking out the bus window at this landscape where you can see out, you know, you can look out and see for 10 miles. It's just incredible. It's really refreshing, and I love it.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We wanted to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.